views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Oh, hello and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and another great day here with you listeners. And let me tell you, I am having some very interesting, unexpected surprises with this new transition, and I'll be sharing them along the way. And if you're having a unique or strange experience, or you're trying to understand what it is you're feeling or sensing or what you're physically going through, you know, don't hesitate to call in and share with everybody, because you might be surprised. You're not the only one going through it. Now, today we're focusing on how the angels can guide us through the new beginnings, because that's where we are. We're in the new beginnings. And with new beginnings, yes, there can be a few growing pains, I guess is a way to say it. And we're all going to experience this in very different ways. And the goal is to find ways to be as balanced as you can. I mean, obviously, we're not going to be perfect at this. There's no way you can preempt this or know that you've got this down perfectly, because it's so brand new to all of us, okay? It's all brand new. And we have the lines open, as we always do every week with the live show. So it's 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in and share something you have going on. But I'm going to start off with sharing something that really took me by surprise. And I'm going to tell you, it was, you know, messing with me a little bit. I mean, you talk about interference. And thank you. I do want to say a shout out to one of the listeners that did send a message in about the angel interference last week. And, you know, the high pitch sounds and just the different energies. And thank you, Candace, because you've been listening for all these years, almost 6 years, 5 years. I know you've been with me a while. And she knows how it was back in the day when we would have all kinds of interesting things happen with energy. Well, it happened again this week. Let me tell you. And physically, I just had to entertain the ego side of me, because it wants to know, okay, there's all these things wrong. Well, what happened was, I have been feeling fantastic, okay, all the way up until last week, feeling great. Then all of a sudden, these very high-pitched frequencies got even higher and louder, much louder. And then I had a bit of a vertigo, a bit of a dizziness. I went, okay, what have I got going on? Is it an allergy or something? You know, we always go through that logical, let's make sure there isn't something medically going on. Well, checked it all out. Everything was fine. And the dizziness was crazy. And I had dizziness without any pressure in my head or ears. So I was like, all right. But the frequency of that sound was a little uncomfortable. It was louder than what I'm used to, and I'm connecting all the time. And I knew, okay, it's just getting stronger. We're getting closer to the source of it, so to speak. You know, when you get closer to the source of a very loud noise, it gets louder, and I felt closer. Well, then it continued, and daily I've been doing some work to balance and clear, you know, as we're going through this, so my body can align with the frequencies. And I had the most incredible experience, and it surprised me because you think you're clear and you're balanced, and then it will let you know where there's something to work on, let me tell you. Well, all this energy surge went from my feet, and it came up like a very strong force, and it stopped. It went flying through, and it stopped right at my rib cage. I went, oh, wow, I must have a block at my third chakra, or, you know, that's what I thought at first. No, it wasn't that at all. It was so tight, I could not breathe, like a frozen rib cage. And I have history working as an NMT, so I know my muscles. And so I'm thinking, what in the world? I didn't do anything to pull anything. I could hardly take a breath in. So I made sure nothing else was wrong physically. Of course, I just do that. I have to satisfy that logic side of me with my, you know, the ego gets all freaked out, like, what's going on? What's going on? Well, it's okay. I made sure that all those questions were satisfied. And then I went to what I know. I went to energy work. As soon as I did that, it became even more interesting, more to me is a very exciting, miraculous event that was so evident. I did the energy work on myself, and then I felt it start to move. I had huge sensations of vibration going through my body in every direction. And I heat up, just like I do when I'm working with someone else. I heat up very hot. It's not a fever. It's not a hot flash. It's a fiery energy, because that's Michael helping me burn that off as well. And I know that, and I'd asked him to help me. This happened for about 12 hours. I had this constant vibrational heat. And when that subsided, everything was gone. Now, before that happened, I could hardly move. And I'm sharing that with you because it's important that people out there that are experiencing something that you can't explain, I had to work my way through it too. I want you to know you're not by yourself. I want you to know that these things are not to cause suffering. It's your antenna. It's your body helping you to acknowledge there's an energy here you need to acknowledge and pay attention to, and you need to go there. The most effective way I found through that now is to literally go there, not avoid it, did not take anything to, you know, subside pain. I refused, because I am off all of that and I won't take it. I won't take any of it. That's me personally. I've really cleaned everything out like that, and I don't want to. I'm like, no, I feel this, but I'm not doing it. I said, I'm going to walk through this one, and I'm going to ask for it to show me what it needs to show me. And to be quite honest, I you know, to go into that detail, I can't quite recall what it was, but it ended up not being third chakra. Okay, this was the part that I learned. It did not have anything to do with that. I thought it did at the bottom of the ribs. It was actually the new fourth chakra of a higher frequency, because as we're moving from one frequency in consciousness and capacity to love and feel, we're moving into a higher one, if you want to call it that, you know, trying to help you understand this. We have all these words that sound so spacey in science. We have frequencies at third dimension. We have frequencies at fourth and fifth. But in order to embrace and be that fifth dimension, higher frequency of unconditional love without the fear and all of that, that heart has to go through a bit of a transformation as well. I'm going to tell you what, that prying open that I talked about a couple of weeks ago, I felt like I was experiencing that. I just want you to know you're not by yourself in some of the things that you may feel. Nobody's going to feel it exactly the same way. What I'm learning is that I just don't turn away and avoid. I don't try to fix it with a quick Band-Aid or a Advil or something. I listen to it, and the miracles are coming through. Now, that's our topic today, and we will take your calls. When we come back, we'll take a caller. We are talking about how angels can guide us through the new beginnings, being our true self, where we can really move forward and power into something brand new. And that's what was emerging out of that experience I had this week. So now I feel like I can do that. So I want to help you do that. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you are just joining us, welcome to the show. Today, it's about the new beginnings and how the angels can help us with their guidance. They can help it not be so bumpy, but there's times where it will challenge you and test you, just like I was talking about in the first segment. Now, we have a few callers on the line, so we're going to start taking your calls. We want to try to get as many of you in as we can. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Let's take the first caller, Brian. Who do we have?
And we have Deborah from Missouri. Welcome to the program. And what is your question?
Hi.
Hi there, Deborah. What you got going on?
Yes, my question is, I want to be able to be really close to Archangel Michael and really get to know him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, what information does he have for me to really get to know him and be best friends?
Oh, well, honestly, the first word he brings to my mind, and it was huge, with a capital letter B, is believe. I'm already there, is literally how he just said it to me. He is with you. He's there. Now, I also see where if he's guiding you, he's taking me down. I feel like I'm watching this little movie of your life just for a moment. So bear with me. It's interesting. He's showing me that, you know, that he'll bring you subtle ideas and thoughts like, I should try this. And then there's this bit of hesitating, just not feeling like you're perfect enough or good enough. I don't know if that's the right word, but does that make sense? Because I feel that there's a little bit of hesitation when an impulsive idea comes in.
Okay, so the impulsive ideas, is that like good ideas?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to feel new and different, like, oh, I don't know, I've never tried that way before. It feels like approaching something in a different way, something that would feel very foreign to you, but you're a little hesitant because it's so new to you. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm not quite sure on that.
I know. It is like that with New Beginnings because we haven't read the book yet, right? Now,
right.
I know.
Yeah.
It really is that way. He is saying that in order to feel closer to him, it's like, don't be afraid to try things, even if you don't know how. It's like, okay, I'm going to try and tile. If my husband was listening to this right now, it'd probably really make him catch his breath because he's a tile guy. Well, it's like, okay, I've never tiled before. I think I'll just go tile the bathroom. But then it'd be like, I need to see how to do it. How do I do this? Dive in and try something. Now, I'm not saying be careless, but go dive in and try something in a different way. He says he wants you to try different approaches to situations that you feel like just repeat or that are not working. And so, you know, to keep trying the same way isn't going to work either. He wants to show you new ways to approach things. And he said that's how you're going to feel closer, because you're going to know that's coming from him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. My apologies. I was listening to him. He was going really fast and I'm watching a whole lot all at once. So I'm getting used to how much they're giving me all at once. It's coming in faster and I'm trying to get it all out there and much, much more volume to it, actually. But he really is there with you, Deborah, but it's time for you to explore a lot of new approaches to things that you're doing. And it could be loading the dishwasher a different way. Believe it or not, if you practice little simple things like that and say, hey, Michael, is there a better way to load the dishwasher? I know that might not seem very important, but that is a great, I got to catch my breath because he's got me going so fast. That is a great way to practice feeling the closeness to him in your everyday living. Because he can walk with you and be your best friend that way in every little thing.
Okay. So
I know. It is fun. It's a lot of fun. I do that when he's with me in the garden or, you know, we're trying to figure out how to install something brand new. Or I'm constantly trying new things here. And I'll say, show me how. What are we going to do with this? It's a lot of how I do the intuitive painting work because I don't know what's getting ready to happen at all. And I just let him show me. And I feel a lot closer when I'm just letting them show me without me having a preconceived outcome to it. It helps get that programming mind out of the way so you can feel closer, because you're going to feel adventurous in that a little bit. He's not going to lead you down a path that's going to hurt you. So we're not talking about having an excuse to be careless in life. And this is for everybody to make sure you hear that. This is to explore life and find new ways to live it, to experience it, and feel a full, happy life. And he can really do that. All of them can really, but he wants to guide you to feel confident in that.
Okay. That's interesting.
So I thought it was too. But thank you for calling in, and actually enjoy the process. And if you look at it as a best friend and do the simple things, that's like, well, that's just silly. I don't need to waste an angel's time with that. It's not like that at all. A relationship is sharing things together in all things. Walk a daily path with the divine, and the divine is stronger in you, and that connection just continually grows and builds on that. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, I think we have another caller, right, Brian?
Yes, we do. It's Erica from Alabama. Welcome to the show. What is your question for Dr. Jen Royster?
Hey, Jen.
Hi.
I'm a first-time caller.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I understand the changes in the frequency and the bigger changes that are happening.
Uh-huh.
But I'm having trouble with the people closest to me, specifically my parents, and how they choose to treat me in certain things, which can be very hurtful at times. And I know, I have them in my life, and I don't want to exclude them from my life, but how do I manage that?
Ah, okay. So you have quite a bit of empathic feeling. You feel a lot, don't you, anyway?
Yes.
Yeah, you're okay. And I can relate to that as an empathic intuitive as well. Here's the thing. It's going to be a work in progress for you, because it hurts us because we're believing another's opinion about us to begin with. I went through this myself. And then with our parents, it's that struggle. We don't want them to not be in our life. However, there's a shielding and it's more of a detached connection. So what their opinion is, isn't affecting us as an adult, because generations before us were doing what they knew and understood. And with this shift, yes, we are going to feel there's a bit of a difference. For a parent, most of their responses and reactions come out of a fear, because they're worried if you're going to be okay. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they see that you're confident and happy, when they see that, well, her taking her path is actually benefiting her, a parent's love can come through. And in time, I'm not saying it'll be instant. It just depends on how rooted they are with where they are. And we can't change where they want to be. We have to accept that they are that way, and we want to be a different way. And we show them that love that we want in return. And it's a big one I'm saying to you, but it's one that you will come to find your way through. And it's an acceptance that other people aren't going to see eye to eye. When you're empathic, we feel a lot of the things that are not said. We will have people be, this was the part that was frustrating for me. They were so polite, and they would say things that were nice, but I could feel a different undercurrent in the energy.
Right.
And I didn't
have,
it would make me feel like people were, talking behind my back or something. And I was very sensitive to that growing up. And I realized most of us don't do that. Most of us are not going to go out and just be rude to somebody. We're going to not want to hurt someone's feelings. When you take the approach that, most of the time that's what's happening, and you are probably going to feel the undercurrent anyway. And think about when you do that, you may feel something, but you're not saying that either, because we're just trying not to hurt someone. And because we feel it, we don't want to be upset with them because they're not saying it. They're not at a place where they are ready for that yet. They're in a different place. And we have to respect that nobody's going to be on the same page with this for maybe a little bit. So I know what that can feel like, and there can be a lot of tears shed. I want to say to you that don't hold those tears back. I was told I was too emotional. I was too sensitive. I was all these things back in the day. Thank goodness that those tears come through for me now. And I say, everyone, if you've got tears, that's a blessing, because that helps you move that energy out that you're feeling, that you're absorbing from outside of yourself. Clearing on a daily basis for you is going to be very important. Just clearing that energy frequency out, clearing what's not yours to keep. And most of the time, what somebody else is feeling or their opinion or their perspective is not yours. It's theirs. It's not your problem, so to speak. Yours is working with yours, your own. It's that empath. We have to make sure that we are identifying what's not ours and let it go.
Yeah.
That's going to help you a lot. Sometimes we have to limit the exposure if it's really affecting us. But
yeah,
if you work on accepting them and being okay and respecting that they feel the way they do, showing them that respect, I feel that in time, you know, them seeing that you're building into something that's really making you happy. Parents that love their children want their children to be happy. They will see that, and it will help them find their way to respect you back. And if they never do, we have to be okay with that. That's okay. Hard, I know, but I have to go to break, but I want you to know that you're not by yourself in this. There's a lot of people feeling now. The ones that are really moving through the transition are going to feel more, just like I was talking about earlier, which wasn't very comfortable, but I knew it had something to do with something I had to move through. So allow yourself to feel, just respect where they are. And
thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, you are so welcome, and I wish you so much love, and I'm sending you a big, big hug of energy full of a lot of love for you right now. Because you're going to get through this. You're going to get through this. You just need to have people in your life that do understand where you are.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, Erica. Thank you for calling
in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ooh, okay, that one I was feeling. We have to go to break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with Archangel Michael and New Beginnings, angel guidance for where we are now. It's time to move through this. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WBLQ.
You're back. Wow. Quite a bit going on. I can feel the energy out there of the listeners. And I just want to say, I can feel you out there. I can feel a lot of things, you know, brainstorming within you. And I want to say thank you to the callers that did call in. That was some great questions that we had. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We are talking about the new beginnings. We are at this place where, okay, let's do this. We've got to step into something new, not be afraid of it, not be afraid to make a choice, not be afraid of what the final outcome is, because there is no final outcome unless you start choosing to move forward. So now when you are ascending and you feel this shifting, you can go through quite the emotional turmoil. And I do want to elaborate on that a little bit from the last caller, because it's important. Emotions are very important. Emotions are part of us. And when you're going through a big transformation, you will have some. I mean, not everybody does. A lot of people say, I don't have any emotions. Okay, this is for the ones that do. I just want you to know, if you're feeling them, don't stuff them. Now is not the time to stuff them down. We don't have to steamroll over someone else. And you won't feel like you have to prove it to somebody else if you find a way to come to a place where you don't need their acceptance. You need to accept yourself. You need to accept who you are, who your true self is, what you love, what makes you happy, what makes you want to get up in the morning and go to work and do that, what makes you, you know, thrive and feel energized by life itself. It begins with you accepting yourself, being confident and knowing that this is what I love anyway. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. And, you know, that's big. That's really big. If you come from a background that it's dependent on the acceptance of the group or the crowd or another, this could be a bit emotional and bumpy for you right now because of transformation making things so different for us right now, so new, so unknown, so, oh, I don't know, this is just so big kind of a feeling. Am I going to be all right? What are they going to think? If you're like that, yeah, this will be a little bit more challenging. I'm not going to pull back and say it won't. It will be. But there's freedom when you can release that. So if that's one of the biggest obstacles for you, I would say be working on that, asking for that assistance with the angels to move you through that. And that's one of the biggest things Michael's bringing through to me to tell you right now. And even in my situation that I had last week with the physical thing with the rib cage, and I mean, it was pretty interesting. It's not always the physical that way for me. It's usually the emotions, and I'm so used to that. I think that's why they came in with something different, because it was as though a very powerful energy was on the bottom of something heavier, and it was going to bust through that. I knew it was a higher frequency. I knew something was moving through my chakras. And at the time, I had to just stay in the game, not be afraid of it, and know that it was going to teach me something big. And it did. It taught me something. It taught me that that love that is really pouring out from a higher frequency heart is going to be very new for everyone. It's going to feel different. It's going to feel at first with the ego side of us that, you know, we feel like we're weaker if we show emotion, or we feel, oh, if it's all about the love, we're going to seem weak. We're not being strong. It's going to start defining the lines, because believe it or not, you're stronger in the love than you ever thought you were. You're going to be a lot stronger. It's a different way of feeling and believing in it versus the way it used to be. And that way it used to be is really, it's on the other side of that moon we just had. So that's over there. We're now rolling into the brand new. We're at the beginning of it, and it's going to continue to take us into new emerging ways of life, ways of connecting with one another, ways of expressing ourselves. And creativity is very much part of a new beginning. Okay, so if you were never creative before and you feel like you're thinking of all these different things, or just things are, you know, I need a new idea, or I need something new, something different, you know, whatever. This is a time where your creativity is going to start exploding, and you want to go with it. I mean, if you've never done anything, allow the creativity to show you a few new ideas. It's a lot of fun. If you did it with visualization, if you took a box of crayons and started scribbling out an idea, if you started brainstorming on paper to see what was going on, if you started recording your dreams, if you start listening to your heart, because let me tell you, it will start telling you a lot of things, because decisions from the heart are going to be more important than decisions with our mind. And we've been going back and forth with that a few years, but now we're more on the side of we need to make decisions that feel right. And you'll be tested a little bit. You'll have opportunities come up that are like, oh, here, take the money and run. Or is that going to make you happy? And you're going to go, wow, I don't know if I can do that. And you're going to feel that. It depends on your situation. You're going to feel it in different ways. Do I really want to go down that path? Am I going to just have that excitement every day that I used to have, or I still want to have in my life? Or even though all this money is going to come in or whatever, it's really going to shift and it's going to be different. So I, in my own self, have started working in some other areas too, and I'm excited about, and they've got my mind just completely engaged in that. And I'm moving forward, and I'm developing different ideas with my own life, with my own work, and I keep evolving too. And I want that for you. Michael wants that for you. Michael wants you to feel confident in your life path. He's the angel of life path, of career, of helping you to feel fearless, helping you to release those things that need to go away, the cords. We've done a lot of releasing and clearing here. We've been doing that. If you still have some to let go of, you'll want to do that. You want to do that? It's just not worth holding on to. Those bags of weight, of burden, are going to feel heavier than they ever felt. They're just going to feel heavy. So put them, just let go. Open your hand and let them. If you were holding two suitcases and you just opened your hands and they dropped, that's going to feel good. Just let it go. Now, when you move into being your true self, you will go through a time where you're going to go through, well, okay, is this going to affect my relationships? Is this going to affect the way people think of me? Is this going to have people fall away? Probably will. A few will. If they don't want to go there and they have that choice, that's fine. If you can respect one another at your different levels, that's great. That's okay. But we can't make somebody do what we want them to do. We can't make somebody believe about us what we want them to believe. That's up to them to do that. But guess what? You can choose to believe about yourself what you want, not what somebody else wants you to believe. If you were to really think about that that would really put you on a powerful course of change in a very positive way. You may find that, wow, this whole time I've always wanted to do something else with my career. And I was always afraid that everybody would freak out because I was sabotaging my own success. I hear that so much. I hear that so much. I'll hear that within myself. It's like, you know what? I'll look at it and I'll check it out. But if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. I used to do things anyway, thinking that's what I should do. But I'm not doing that anymore. I haven't been for a while. But now even more so. And if I want to try and explore a new path, I'm doing it. I'm kind of taking that, you know, that little phrase, it's like, you know, you do it and then ask for forgiveness later. You hear that sometimes, that little cliche where it's easier to ask for forgiveness after you've done it. I'm going to take that and twist that a little bit. I want to, and I've done that with myself. I'm just going for what I truly feel my heart and soul are in. And I'm not going to worry about whether it's good or not for anybody else. Because if I'm being true to who I am as a teacher, as a messenger for the angelic realm, I'm here as a healer to truly show people a new way, a new path of life. If I stay true to that and I just deliver what is authentic and coming from my heart to you, then what needs to fall away will, and what needs to be drawn in will, because that's the way I light the path. And I'm sharing that because that's how you can light your path, and it will draw in the right people for you in that part of your life and where you are in your journey. And as we change and ascend, that's what happens. It's, you know, we go at different paces and speeds here. And some people don't want to change at all, and we have to be okay with that. It is emotional if it's people we love and they're very close to us. But when we start to truly love ourselves, when I started to shift out of, okay, I need to love who I am, accept who I am completely, no matter how crazy it seems to somebody else, it just doesn't matter anymore. The energy and the health, physical health, the happiness, the productivity, everything started to have a whole new energy and dynamic. And it was coming truly from the higher self, which was so much better. Now, I started on that path several years ago, but now with this frequency shift, I'm really feeling, oh my gosh, this is everything I've been waiting for my entire life. This is everything I knew it could be. And I couldn't be more excited for all of us. So I'm here to show you, you have an option to go down a path that's completely different. You can stay where you are, but you don't have to. I'm here to share my experiences as I walk through it. I'm here to listen to yours as you're going through it, share what I've learned from experience. And as I'm doing that, I'm learning every day too. I'm learning every day too. I see we're coming to a place where we need something a little bit different than what we had before to help sustain us in a frequency that is going to be higher, more aware. There's going to be more of a connection for so many people. So many more people are going to be able to connect directly with the divine, with their guides, with their higher self, with the angels. What a beautiful thing. Now, that's a beautiful thing to me. It's very exciting. I felt very alone in that where I was growing up, and I felt like I'm the one feeling all this. I'm the one picking it all up in my circle, and I can't, you know, was around a lot of environment that just, they didn't believe it. They didn't take it seriously. And you know what? There's still going to be people out there that don't. And guess what? It's okay. They don't have to. That's just, they need something else right now. But I'm not here for that. I'm not here for them. I'm here for the people that want this new path, for this new direction. And I have no idea what they're going to have me share with you from week to week on this show. but the curiosity has got the childlike energy in me excited. I feel like I'm so excited for the next surprise. And I love it. That ignites my creativity. That ignites my passion to be at the easel more. That ignites my passion to be a guiding light in some way for the people that I can help. I'm not here to help every single person on earth, but I'm here to help those that want to go this route. And I'm not even trying to talk you into anything. I actually want you to know, and this is coming from Michael very strongly. Wow. He's just coming in right now, so I'm getting this big sensation of vibration all over, and I love it when he does that. He wants you to be true to who you are. He wants you to believe in that essence of who you are. If you really dug in that deeply, you would find that you second guess and you doubt yourself. You doubt that true essence of you. It's been, that's going to be silly, or you start to doubt it. And he's here to really bust that and challenge it. You'll feel him very strongly through the month of October. You will feel him building you up in an encouragement and almost not, I don't want to use the word daring, but it feels a little daring. Like, why not? Just go for it. Try. And not worry if it didn't turn out perfectly. It's such a great exercise for transformation to do that. To try something, then try it again, then try it again, And some people, I don't want to do it over and over again. It's not even like that. It's more exploring it and then trying it from a different angle or a different perspective or a different window or a different viewpoint. This world is so ready for incredible energy from incredible souls, just like you guys out there, that are really ready to step into this. And just the few that will is going to ignite the whole thing. And it won't take everybody to change it. But the more that do, the more the merrier. And there's a lot to look forward to when you look at it that way. There's still going to be some that dig their heels in and they still want to stay on that pessimistic path. Can't do anything about that. That's the way it's going to be. Everybody can choose. I'm here to say I'm choosing a different path and I'm going to move forward on that one. And every time I've gone through a transition, and this is probably, I don't know, probably four or five now that I can remember, I've always had a lot of emotions around it. When I've gone through big changes in life, there's been a lot of emotion, especially with crying. Oh gosh, there's been days and days of that. I know that it's shedding all the energy that needs to go away. Now it's shifting into something different where it doesn't take as long to shed it. I can, it's taken care of quicker. And then I'm back on the road, moving on and powering on. My health becomes better each day as I get older. And usually, the way it was the opposite, right? That's not the case. It's just not. I feel better each day that I keep moving forward into happiness. I feel better. I feel more energetic. Like I said, the youth of the energy is the part that I'm amazed by. There's a youth to it. It's brand new. And I know that youth that I feel is the new beginning energy, the new beginning of something incredibly new. We're building a new structure, a new foundation for the future right now. Energetically, that is the building blocks of what will manifest physically. So look at it that way. Where could you do that in your own life? Where could you shift that to have a better foundation? For me, it's doing what is right for me and not worrying about what everybody's going to think. I had to overcome that in life. That was a big one because of the way my life was growing up. you know, there was opinions flying all over the place, and I just shut it down and people pleased. I did what most people do. I was sick the whole time I was doing that. Now my body is so moved into a higher frequency that if I try to go backwards just the slightest bit and conform, that's just not even an option anymore. No, it's not happening. It's just so anchored in to a higher frequency now that it won't let me go backwards. And that's like an old reaction that might have a lingering effect, like just an old little tidbit that's saying, oh, you could just people please this time and not, you know, say anything. No, that's not going to work. Now, I don't have to go busting chops and I don't have to be rude to anyone. I just need to be honest. I need to be open and honest about what's right for me and what's not. I don't have to be judgmental when I do that. I'm very respectful with them. That keeps the anger and resentment out of it. That keeps you balanced. That keeps other people respecting you because you're confident enough to be doing what's right for you. People admire that. The people that want that, that won't do that, they're going to admire that in you. They're going to go, wow, they went for it. That's so awesome. They're just doing it. And look how happy they are. In spite of all the stuff out there, that is what's going to shine through, is your happiness, your confidence in yourself, that self-love, that self-balance. That's what's going to shine bright and lift another person. Even if they don't completely understand where you're coming from, it won't matter, because that beautiful light coming from you, because you're on your path and you're aligned with who you really are, is the most healing, beautiful thing to be around. And when you're around someone like that, it just feels amazing. Be one of those people. Be one of those people that shines like that, because you're being honest with yourself and you're being honest about who you really are and you're doing something about it. It's time to bring that out. Don't hide it anymore. Be who you really, really are. Now's the time that will support that more than anything. And there's so many other people out there that really want that too. They want that for themselves. And when they see another person do that, it inspires them. Absolutely inspires them. So you're an inspiration and you're part of the catalyst for change when you are doing that for yourself. You are part of the new world. You're part of the higher frequency coming in and anchoring in. Whatever you want to call it, there's so many terms out there for what we're all going through. Now, if you're having some of these interesting experiences, you know, jot them down and explore and ask for clarity on it. And we're here every week. You can call in and let us know what's going on, because this is going to be an interesting event as this unfolds over the next few years, actually. You know, it's going to gently roll in, and we're just on the other side of that hill now, moving into the next phase. Now we're right at that beginning cusp of that. So, okay, this is so new. You just kind of landed somewhere and you have no idea where anything is, like going into a brand new town and you've got to get directions for everything. It's going to feel like that a little bit, but you're going to learn something every day, every hour. You're going to find that it's kind of exciting. You're going to feel tired. You're going to feel tired. There's going to be interesting sleep patterns with this, by the way. You're going to find that you have more sleep going on that you've ever known. And I don't know how else to say it, but to just go be who you are. We have to go now. We've run out of time. I want to send much love to you. Namaste.
You've You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.